From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a diplomatic breakthrough with Iran. President Obama Sunday announced a diplomatic breakthrough with Iran on its implementation of last year's nuclear agreement, a prisoner exchange, and unfreezing Iranian assets. The president called it a good day in the art of diplomacy.
Now that Iran's actions have been verified, it can begin to receive relief from certain nuclear sanctions and gain access to its own money that had been frozen. And perhaps most important of all, we've achieved this historic progress through diplomacy without resorting to another war in the Middle East.
According to the Obama administration, the removal of sanctions gives Iran access to funds ranging up to $100 billion. Iranian President Rouhani, speaking through an interpreter, said Sunday sanctions relief will help boost his country's economy.
Today is a historic day and an exceptional one in the political and economic history of the people of Iran.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on several individuals and companies for ties to Iran's ballistic missile program. Three Americans, among five freed by Iran, have arrived in Germany for medical treatment after leaving the country on Sunday. In exchange, the U.S. released seven Iranians who have either been charged or convicted of violating U.S. trade sanctions against Iran. The U.N. envoy to Libya, Martin Kobler, has expressed disappointment by the decision of Libyan leaders to postpone formation of a new unity government by 48 hours. Presidential Council had been expected to announce by Sunday a cabinet lineup as part of a U.N. brokered deal to end years of bloodshed in the North African country. This is VOA News. The White House Sunday condemned attacks in the capital of Burkina Faso that killed at least 29 people and wounded scores of others from 18 countries overnight Friday. Among those killed was American missionary Michael Rittering. Burkina Faso is observing 3 days of national mourning following the attack on a luxury hotel at a nearby cafe. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb claimed responsibility. Meanwhile, Burkina Prime Minister Paul Kabatieba said his government and Mali have agreed to work together to counter Islamic militancy. They are to share intelligence and conduct joint security patrols. President Rochemar Christian Kabore, who took office last month, said that for the first time in its history, Burkina Faso has fallen victim to a series of barbaric terrorist attacks. He said his nation would nevertheless emerge victorious. Pope Francis prayed at Rome's Great Synagogue Sunday, marking his first visit as pontiff to a Jewish house of worship, condemning all violence carried out in the name of religion.
Conflitti, guerre, violenze.
The Pope said conflict, war, violence, and injustice open deep wounds in humanity that call on us to strengthen our commitment to peace and justice. He also paid an homage to Holocaust survivors present at Sunday's service. Popes John Paul and Benedict have also visited the Great Synagogue, part of the Vatican's continuous effort to improve ties between Jews and Catholics. A Palestinian attacker broke into a West Bank Jewish settlement, fatally stabbing an Israeli woman in her home, before fleeing Sunday, touching off a massive night manhunt. The Israeli military also said the attack occurred hours after another Palestinian was shot dead by soldiers after trying to attack them with a knife. The latest incidents come amid a four-month wave of violence that Israel says is driven by Palestinian incitement. The Palestinians say is rooted in frustration at decades of living under Israeli occupation. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber killed at least 13 people and wounded about as many others. A spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial government said the bomber detonated his device Sunday morning in Jalalabad at the residential compound of the prominent member of Nangarhar's provincial council. He escaped unharmed. Oil continued its downward slide Monday, falling below $28 a barrel. That follows the decision to free oil exporter Iran from most sanctions following last year's nuclear agreement. Oil is now at a 12-year low, and it continues to have a negative impact on stocks, with major indices in Asia lower again. The U.S. benchmark Dow Jones Industrials lost less than 16,000, 2.5% Friday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.